Imagine a chance to get to hear one of the biggest bands of the day and dance with movie starlets. It was a dream come true for soldiers on leave from World War II, and it all happened at a place called the Stage Door. I'll take you there, kind of, on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When American soldiers had a chance to return stateside during World War II, they often looked for a place to relax and enjoy the world they had left. Ron Selle helped recreate one of the most popular such locations.
For the GIs in New York, there was a nightclub they could go to. It was called the Stage Door Canteen.
The biggest bands of the day played there, and those that worked there, well, they could be notable names too.
The staff was manned by movie stars. I know on Monday night you could dance with Lauren Bacall.
Darlene Agner notes that the canteen was small, so the place operated in shifts, so to speak.
Because of the limitation of space, 200 people could attend at one time. 200 people four times a night.
It was a place to enjoy a lot of things not available when fighting a war overseas.
They were so appreciative to have free food, especially milk. They had not had milk while they were out in the field, and not to mention the beautiful actresses who would come and just be dance partners for the evening.
Lines might stretch for blocks for servicemen to get in. To help defray the operating costs, one musician helped with his talents.
Irving Berlin, who wrote "I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen," a beautiful song, donated all the profits of that song to maintaining the Stage Door Canteen.
Word spread and crowds swelled at the popular place in New York City.
There was once a destroyer in New York Harbor that was leaving the harbor, and another destroyer was coming into the harbor and flashed in Morse code, "What to do in New York?" And he responded, "Stage Door Canteen."
You can see the recreated Stage Door Canteen at the museum complex here. Traveling the Countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.